Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Friday, May 13th is going to be hot and humid. An increased chance for showers today. And not a rain out for the weekend, 50% chance on Saturday and 20% chance on Sunday. But there's always going to be, right, from now on, that chance for a stray storm. Right now we're in the lower 70s throughout the area. And it is, unfortunately, that time of year where I relate it to almost like the Diary of Anne Frank, where you turn all the lights out and you're sitting in your house and I'm quiet even though I don't have to be, hoping that the termites don't realize I'm in there. Joe Martin joins us right now, an entomologist with Terminex. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you?
I'm like I say, I turn all the lights out and I got my coverage with Terminex. As a matter of fact, I got to set up the inspection. But How bad is it going to be this year? Has it started yet? I guess we should start with the status before we get to the solutions.
Right. Well, it's important, number one, to always get your annual inspection. So for everyone out there, this is the time of year that if you're scheduled for an inspection, you know, it's a good time of year to have a professional come out and take a look. But right now, we're in the heat of May, and we have started to see some small pockets of swarming termites. We're getting reports in the greater New Orleans area. Have we seen the big one yet? No, but that really could be coming up with this increased chance of rain, because what these termites are looking for is a sustained moisture source. So a really big swarm will come after an afternoon rain, and they'll swarm in the evening on high humidity and very light wind.
Boy, wait, let me jump in for a second. Where do they go when they're not swarming? I guess subterranean, and they're eating your house is where they go when it's not May? And why are they out now?
Right. Well, for most of subterranean termites live in the ground, and they eat dead wood. So unfortunately, all of our houses are made of dead wood. Mm-hmm. So what's going on in swarm season is it's the one time of year where a mature colony is a colony 5 to 7 years old. This colony is emitting young kings and queens to start a new colony. So when you see these swarming termites around a light, it's a big dance party. It's 50% male, 50% female, and they're looking for a moisture source on the ground when they drop their wings to start a new colony.
So it's kind of like you got the music going, kind of like a hookup kind of thing. Hey,
yeah,
what's your sign?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. So after it rains, or if you have a leak or next to a tree and you have sustained moisture, and listen, this is South Louisiana. We have a lot of moisture in our soil. That's why it's a perfect habitat for Formosan termites. Once they drop their wings after they swarm, they're looking to mate and start a new colony. And then in 5 to 7 years from that point, that colony emits new swarmers. So it's just a cycle.
We didn't have Formosan termites until when? Joe, when did this start? Didn't it come in with from a ship from somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, so Formosan subterranean termites are from the East Pacific, and they came in World War II. And where their natural habitat in the Pacific is where they had a lot of rain and a lot of floods. And what does New Orleans have? A lot of rain and a lot of floods. And we're the perfect subtropical climate for these Formosan termites. So they came in ships, containers, pallets. They were taken off the river, and then from there, they spread. You know, one swarm, next 5 to 7 years, the next swarm, and we're just the perfect habitat for these Formosan termites.
You know, I got everything with you guys, and I'm happy and satisfied. Still, when you see one of these things in your home or a couple of them, you freak out and it just angers you because it's like, here's one more thing I got to worry about. We'll take a break, pick it up with Joe Martin, when we come back, Terminix entomologist. It's Dr. Joe Martin, isn't it?
No, just Joe Martin. I'm entomologist, board certified entomologist.
All right. So if you have any questions or comments about termites and swarms, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to the man, Joe Martin, with Terminix, an entomologist, when we come back on WWL 850, 10 till 9. It's time for traffic. This is 8:55 and a half, 4 and a half till 9 o'clock. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, May 13th, Friday the 13th. Be aware of that. And we're talking to Joe Martin, Terminix entomologist, about the termites, of which we all need to be aware. So basically, when we see these swarms, Joe, it's the termite equivalent of swiping left or right because they're looking to find a mate, right? Real quick, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're having a party. Around the light, they drop their wings and they search for a mate on the ground. And if they find a moist place, they will start a new colony. In 5 to 7 years, that colony will emit swarmers. But if you're seeing a few termites in your house, these termites can get in very small places, 1/64th of an inch. But if you're seeing 500 to 1,000 termites in the house, that's when you most likely are going to have a problem.
But when you... It's inevitable. It seems like when these swarms happen, unless you turn all the lights off, you're going to find maybe 6 or 7 on a stove where they come in through the air vent, I guess, or whatever it is. Should you turn your lights off, Joe, just so you don't encourage them?
You know, here at Terminix, we always say, leave the lights on and take a walk around your house because this is the one time of year where you see the termites swarming. So termites, these Formosan termites only show themselves one time a year. So it's a great opportunity to see if the termites are coming from a tree in your yard. Are they coming from the ground next to your foundation? So it's a great opportunity to see if you have termites. If you turn off the lights, they're still most likely going to be swarming around the porch. But you're going to reduce some if you turn off the porch lights, maybe getting under the door. Or coming through a little crack in the window.
And I guess you want to get your cell phone with you because if you do see anything, you want to be able to show the person where they're coming from, right?
Yes. So what you would look for with Formosan termites is little shelter tubes along your slab or pier foundation of the house, or you're going to see little pinholes with mud in your wall. So if you see termites flying out your wall with little mud pinholes, that's a sign that you have termites in the house.
I decided I was going to do it myself before I called Terminix. This is a true story. Many, many years ago, and I did more damage cutting out the sheetrock trying to find it than the termites ever could have. So I would suggest you leave it to the pros. A text comes in. That's a true story, by the way. My house hasn't been treated or inspected in many years. How worried should we be that it might be infested, a slab brick house in Metairie? Your thoughts, Joe?
So the house most likely in its lifetime when it was built, probably most likely in the 60s, has been treated. But we've seen those treatments decline over the last 30 years because people used to use chlordane. If it was infested, you probably most have termites flying out the walls with mud tunnels. But it's really in South Louisiana. It's not if, it's when you're going to get termites. So it's very important to have your house treated or any structure treated because we have such a high population of Formosan termites. But you most likely will know you have termites if you see termite breakouts inside your house.
And let's get this one real quick. My house hasn't been treated or inspected in many years. No, wait, that was the same one. I bought a house built in 2004, Mandeville, last year in August. Seller had the termite inspection done at the time of the sale. Should I get another inspection or wait until August of this year?
Oh, no, absolutely. We would encourage yearly inspections at the very least. It's very important to get an annual inspection on a house because termites, everything can change. You can inspect one year in conducive conditions. You may have... leaky gutters. You may have mulch over your slab. So it's very important to get your house inspected at least once a year.
That's very interesting. Leave the lights on, walk around your house, and see where they're coming from. Thank you, Joe. Have a good weekend. Joe Martin, Terminix entomologist, will talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.